Oh my goodness! Shake it, shake it, shake it this Wine Wednesday.
It's the birthday edition.
It is the birthday edition. I'm just beaming over here. Your happy, happy hostess with the mostest that is officially 1 year older, Anna Valencia Tillery in the studio with my girls.
Faye Dominich, happy 29th early birthday.
Oh, I like you. You just stay here forever when you
She's
talk dirty to me.
She's just shining like a star.
Aww. My sweet Kitty Wagner, a blue star. How about the most appropriate bottle of wine one could ever bring to the show?
I'm telling you, right?
And it's delicious.
It is sensational.
I got to tell you, I was up at World Market and I saw this bottle this afternoon, and I've never heard of it. But it's called Three Girls, and I was like, hey,
how appropriate.
We need
the
that for the
ciders.
Show. And then they had the little card that said, "Oh, it was the winner of the California State Fair Wine Award," which is actually a very prestigious award in
Naturally.
California. Delicious bottle of
wine. It's a Lodi, California. You can taste the sun-ripened cherries
Delicious,
and so forth.
Yeah.
That is a deep punt, ladies. That is a quality wine.
Anna loves a deep punt.
I do. I'm just going to get right up in there and feel her out. Uh-huh. It says, Three Girls is the captured and bottled pure essence of innocence and youth. It's like they know us.
It's your birthday wine.
It is so true. It's a very attractive bottle.
I like the innocence part.
Exactly. Never underestimate the power of three, it says. What?
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're in our heads. They're just saying.
No, they are. They're in your mouth.
It's sensational. So this is not available at Blue Star.
Not yet.
This is just a little present.
Like I said, I just got it right before the show, literally like 40 minutes away. And I'm going to track it down and I will be carrying it because it is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it drinks beautifully.
It got a 94 rating from Parker. So, I mean, it's good juice.
We can't argue with their logic. It's so brilliant.
Definitely. I wonder if the innocence is just before you open the bottle.
Probably.
No, it's contained in the bottle.
Oh, it's contained.
Contained. Yes. Innocence with every sip.
That's right.
So what about when we tap out this bottle? What would we do with it?
Well, we would probably recycle it.
We would recycle it.
I would think. That's what I would do.
Because we are firm believers in recycling.
And I'm not
on
one
many
of those
levels.
Recyclers who's going to stick a candle in it and let it drip all over. But I will put it back in the feed supply.
Pretty sure I got you one of those this past year. So.
I know you did.
So
and it was
you
a
might
bunch
want
of fun.
To do that.
Did you
at
know
some
that
point.
When you lit those candles on the one that you gave me for Christmas, which was super fun and super cool, it had something in it, maybe a little gunpowder or something, because it would kind of crackle and sparkle, which was really fun.
Oh,
yeah, it was like not
keep
only
on your toes.
A candle in a wine bottle, like it was dinner and a show.
Right, the little candelabra, you stick it right in the wine bottle. It's kind of brilliant.
Very cool.
You know, just something, just the right amount of cheesy.
It was hilarious.
It's our love.
Yep.
It's our love. But speaking of recycling, this is epic because in just a few short months, Indian River County will be going to single stream. And in the studio joining us for our broadcast is Stephanie Voss. She is new to Indian River County, and she is the recycling coordinator for the Solid Waste Disposal District. Welcome, my dear.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for having me. This is great.
Well, I tell you what, this is exciting for us because as the Vero Insiders, we've aligned ourselves with Keep Indian River Beautiful, mm-hmm. which benefits greatly from the county and plays an active role in the ongoing recycling projects of the county. But we've never been able to really master why our community isn't 100% behind the notion of recycling. Though we try and endorse personal responsibility, mm-hmm. it's not always a feasible thing. And that was because there was a lot of different departments in play and people just didn't really grasp the two bin concept. So now the news that we're coming into single stream.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Can you share with our listeners? What is this evolvement?
Absolutely. So single stream recycling essentially means that you don't have to do that awful sorting anymore. So I think one of the reasons people don't really like to recycle is now you have to have a garbage bin, you have to have two of those recycling bins. So we're trying to make it really easy for people to recycle. We're trying to get away from those blue bins and bring you these single stream carts. And these carts are going to be great. They're going to have lids on them. They're going to have wheels on them. You can just tilt them back. You can
nice.
Wheel them right
so
out.
So they're a big boy.
I won't be throwing my back out anymore, taking all those
bending
bottles
over
to the curb.
Exactly.
Keeping it classy, kitty.
I need wheels.
Mm-hmm. But the nice thing is you won't be able to have to separate paper from the plastic from the bottles. Now you can do everything together.
Exactly.
That's a comp.
Exactly. So you'll be getting one of these carts in every home in Indian River County, except for Indian River Shores. They're going to stick with their blue bins for now.
Yeah, Faye.
But, oh, of course, Faye.
You'll still have
you
single
will not
stream.
Benefit
well,
from
now,
this.
Wait a minute. What color are these carts?
These carts will be blue. So don't worry, Faye. You will
Will
get,
there be
you
some
be doing
branding on them? Will there be some branding? Because yes. I see in other counties that they do. They have, like, mm-hmm. keep such and such beautiful, or they have the city logo on it, or what have you.
Yes, we'll have the county logo. So Indian River County nice. Recycles. We'll have that on there. We'll also have a picture right on the lid that will tell you what can and can't go into these carts. So
oh, I love visual aids.
Yes.
That's great.
Pictures.
I hate to say it, but basically idiot mm-hmm. proof, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Ideally. I mean, it has
hey,
to be.
I'm sorry, but it's true. Mm-hmm.
Going for easy. That's
going
what we're
for
going
easy.
For.
It's like the stained glass windows in a church.
Right.
Lots of colors, you know, makes you want to use it.
So this is the bigger size that you do see in neighboring counties so that it can collect enough for a week because our pickup will be but once a week.
So for recycling, yes, it will be once a week, and everybody will be getting a 64-gallon cart. So that's kind
that's
of a
great.
Medium size. So what we're encouraging residents, everybody to do is try out that 64-gallon cart for 3 months. And then after that 3 months, if you decide that, hey, this is too big or this is too small, then you can exchange it for either a 35-gallon cart or a 96-gallon cart.
Mm,
so we have different sizes.
This is definitely going to make mm-hmm. people have to break down their boxes.
Take it as a personal challenge to fill that thing up.
For sure. Yeah. It's a crazy. When you think about how much it can actually be recycled, how
there's a lot.
It impacts your trash. I mean, because most of it can, in fact, be recycled.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do with these carts. We're trying to tell people that we're trying to increase the recycling rate here in Indian River County. So
ideally, we want to get to what percent?
Ideally, we want to get to 75% recycling rate by the year 2020.
Nice. What so we've is the got, current percentage five, rate?
Oh, man, it's only at 37.
Wow.
Oh, 37.
That's sad.
Really?
Yes. Got a little ways to go,
that's
team. Got a
bad.
Little ways to go. It's nothing we can't handle.
Let's keep the Treasure Coast beautiful, people. That's
yeah.
the whole point.
So we really need to work together in order to reach the 75% goal. We're hoping that these carts are going to help with that quite a bit. So
let's talk logistics. Dear Stephanie Voss, mm-hmm. How is one going to obtain those 64-gallon vessels?
This is the great part. You don't have to do anything.
Really? Tell me more.
You don't have to do anything.
That's my favorite program.
I love it.
So these 64-gallon carts are going to be delivered to your house. So if you live in Indian River County, you do not have to call anybody. You do not have to sign up for anything. We are just going to bring them to you and hand them to you.
And if we're in Indian River Shores, even if we want one, we can't get one, basically.
Oh, well, you're keeping the blue bins for now. And then there may be an option to change over to these carts.
Are you guys,
in the
like, seceding from Indian River County or something?
I have no
is there
idea.
Something going
I'm
on that I don't know about?
I bought my house. I'm finding things out every day.
It's starting to sound like French Canada.
No, I'm telling you. I think we're the French. Maybe if they put their logo on there too, we can get, I don't know. I find it ironic.
Co-branding.
And, you know, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but we pay a little bit more being Indian River Shores for our trash. We have to pay an additional fee monthly.
It's because you're special.
Yeah, I'm special.
You're welcome. Basically. So everything's going to be delivered. And if this is taking into effect October 1, when will we anticipate the arrival of all those bins?
You could start looking for those carts in August or September.
Oh, that's
really
they're going to start. Yes, they're going to start delivering them fairly soon.
Are those going to be gift wrapped?
I should put a little bow on there. Right?
You can start your recycling here with this wrapping paper.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly. Wrapping paper can go in there. That'd be great.
Excellent. So not too soon, not too far off in our future, everyone will be receiving these bins and we can start merrily condensing all of our recyclables into this one container that has a lid that shows us visual aids of what can and cannot go in it. But we can't start using that until October 1.
Exactly. They're updating all the trucks that they use to come around and collect these. So those trucks will have automated arms that will pick these carts up.
Oh, gotcha.
So we can't start using those carts until they get these trucks with these automated arms.
That certainly makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be great for our garbage men, too, because they don't have to go and grab those bins and pick them up and dump them in. So this will be really great for them, too.
Oh, this is very good information. And speaking of strong men with muscle, how about that white glove moving team? I tell you what, I am such a fan.
They're so good looking.
They are really very,
smoking hot.
I still have to convince them to put together a calendar, but I have just been thoroughly impressed.
When you do, let me know.
Right?
I can help style the photo shoot.
Oh, my boys. It'll be so good. You know, I tell you what, though, it's been really outstanding to see how many families have been relocating throughout these summer months. And it is a big deal when you're in the process of moving. I know, Stephanie, you just moved yourself, right?
I will be moving in the future. I'm still commuting from Melbourne.
Oh, terrific. Now you know a mover. White glove.
Exactly.
You know, making moving easy. Anyhow, it's really great to know that everything has been handled, that when you are down to the wire with closings, and of course there's all this stuff that's happening in the world of lending that's going to require several extra days now for a transaction.
Right.
It's just really great to know that the logistics of it don't have to be a burden for the buyer or the seller. They can just know that if they call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10, that their move is handled. And that's really, really comforting. To that point, though, I do want to touch on Vero Beach Magazine. This show isn't possible without Vero Beach Magazine. Have you had a chance to look at it yet, Stephanie?
I haven't had a chance to look at the magazine itself. But
it's an amazing publication.
It really is. It's gorgeous. All things Vero related. And Wonderful. It ties in beautifully with our show because we like to talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. And, of course, all of that is covered here. But I don't know, how many of you in this room own a pet?
I do.
Everyone has a pet.
Yeah.
Me too. Well, there is a section in Vero Beach Magazine that's written by Amy Robinson. It's a monthly column that she puts together. It's always a couple pages long. And this starts on page 116 in the July edition. Keep in mind that the August edition will be out and available in just a day or two. But this is really, know how to stop an approaching dog, friendly or not. And while walking our dog the other day, we came into an occurrence of this. And I think that we'll touch on that a little bit more when we get back from our commercial break, where we discuss where to go, what to try in Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery with my ladies.
Kitty Wagner.
Faye Dominich. And of course, our guest, Stephanie Voss, with the recycling division here for the Solid Waste Disposal District. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Hi everyone, it's Kitty from the Blue Star. Hey, have you checked out our new location downtown on 14th Avenue across from the Community Center and Pocahontas Park? You need to. We now have a full kitchen serving our famous chicken pot pie, along with some new favorites like Creole shrimp and grits, seared diver sea scallops, hand-cut Angus ribeyes, and some of the most creative burgers in town. And as always, we have great live music. Join us for our Tuesday night blues jam or perhaps the Thursday jazz series. I'll see you soon at the Blue Star. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving.
Why Aguafita Services? Because you want a safe, sanitary, and energy-efficient pool in your backyard. Rediscover your why and get back in the pool of your dreams. Aguavita Services is a state-certified pool renovation expert with over 13 years in business in Vero Beach. Let Aguavita Services help you get in the swim again. Aguavita Services, water for your life. 794-0586, part of the ITIX trading community. Your ITIX dollars are welcome.
What is the impact of business conflict? Dissension equates to not only low morale, but lost productivity. Call Ranahan Consulting at 772-589-6985 to register for my $99 telecoaching class. Build your management skills by understanding basic behavioral styles and improve your business relationships. Call 772-589-6985 today.
Oh, Faye, look at that smile. She's not sure she loves it, folks, but we all know she secretly does. It. You're listening to the Vero Insiders on your drive home this wonderful Wine Wednesday. Amanda Valencia Tillery just celebrating my birth. That's all.
Just some little thing.
Just simple.
She's selling her birthday in her birthday suit. Yay.
Not true.
For your live streaming.
For your live streaming.
You better go check it out. Just kidding. I'm in the studio with my fellow Vero Insiders.
Faye Dominique. Welcome back, everyone.
And Kitty Wagner from Blue Star.
Hey, Kitty, guess who's going to be performing at your place this week?
I know. I always ask you because you always have the calendar.
I know. It's very handy. So it says...
Let me guess. Wednesday, tonight is Alabama Cousins.
Close. That's tomorrow.
Okay. Actually, I think that's tonight. I think I moved that around.
Oh, did you? Do a little swap?
Tomorrow night, I have Mike T doing jazz because we decided that every Thursday is Jazz Thursday.
Gotcha.
Friday is Danielle's going away party because Danielle, my bar manager, for everyone who knows her, the curly-haired blonde girl who makes you the best cocktails in town.
And there she does.
Is heading out for a little sojourn. She's going to be traveling America and going out and having fun and doing all kinds of things. And so we're having a send-off going away party for her on Friday night. And she has hired a group called Cottonwood. Which I haven't heard yet, but she said they are absolutely amazing. It's two or three guys, and they're supposed to be really great. And then
let's get back to this breaking news that Danielle's leaving.
did you not know that?
Clearly not.
Oh, well, I know because you guys do a lot of graphic arts work because she's an incredible graphic artist.
She is.
Yes.
I tap into her talents quite regularly.
Well,
cocktail or creatively.
It's kind of funny because she's heading up my neck of the woods. She's heading up to Ohio. She's going to be right outside of Columbus to visit a friend. And then she's doing the I call it the Kitty Wagner trip. She's heading out west.
Oh, and she's going to drink a bunch of great wine.
She's going to go, you know, she's going to hit the Rockies. She's going to go see Jen Brown in Austin, Texas.
Nice. Hey, shout out to Jen Brown. She used to be one of the girls at Keep Indie River Beautiful way back when.
Downtown Jen Brown.
Oh, I've heard that name.
Yep, she's great. And so she's going to go out and, you know, Take a while and just go see the country.
Do a little soul search, a little wandering soul.
Everyone should do that at some point in their
life.
Very
good advice. I recommend a good road trip from time to time.
Yep.
I did not know this, so I will be there on Friday. I hope that all of you will be there with us. And Saturday, Curtis Hill?
Curtis Hill, yeah. Mr. Motown Returns. It's going to be a big dance party. Always a great time with Curtis.
That's my stomping grounds. Little Michigan shout out.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Detroit.
31 years ago, Detroit welcomed a star, folks. They welcomed a star. I know, right? And holding. So obviously great entertainment this week over at the Blue Star. Incredible cuisine. Stephanie, what's your favorite kind of food? Like if you're going to go out and enjoy a nice meal, what is it that you're after?
Oh, man, I like all kinds of things. I love Italian food and I love Mexican food.
Oh, Kitty makes the most insane tuna avocado ceviche.
Oh, I love avocado anything, really.
Right.
And it's good
you can't
for
feel
you
guilty.
Too.
Exactly.
It's good for you. The special that I ran last weekend, I got some clams from Cedar Key, which is right here local in Florida, other side of the state. And I did them with fettuccine. Ooh. And we did them with a bacon, tomato, white wine, garlic broth, and it was just off the chain. We
all
sold a
of
bunch
those
of those.
Things are my favorite.
Fresh wow. clams in the shell.
Maybe I need it some for beautiful. My birthday party tonight.
Oh, well, you're making me hungry.
But you made me make you short rib lasagna.
Yeah. That too. I don't have to choose just one thing.
There yeah, you no. go. It's your birthday. That's you can do whatever
right.
you want.
We're cooking. These are you going to start with escargot and then go to short rib lasagna?
I fell in love with her escargot.
I told you. Did you get to experience it?
And I was like guilty because I wanted to order it again as a main course, and I'm like, oh, I better not do that. So I ordered something else, but I'm kind of, next time I
it's
go.
It's okay.
Next time you'll know how to strategize.
You're going to see a lot of new stuff on the menu. I'm just getting started. Fall is my favorite season to cook for because you've got all of the harvest stuff from the summer, and you're moving into fall, and I just like those kind of complex, little richer flavors.
For
not,
sure.
Not heavy.
The weather
not,
allows
not
you to
food,
have that.
But, you know, just... I love the grilled vegetables, and you know, I just like the heartier things, like the long, slow braise on the short ribs, and
everything's better slow cooked, if you ask me.
I know it.
Everything's better slower.
It is.
Yeah. Well, says the girl from
That's
Miami.
Funny. Bruce said that to me the other day.
There you go.
Wow, it's
he
a
goes,
trend.
You like slow things? I said, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Good things come to those who wait.
That is well said. Absolutely. Like we've been waiting on single stream recycling for a dozen years. So that's
exactly.
great. It's going to be
like
epic.
We're joining the 1990s here.
It's amazing.
We're getting there.
Really it's excited. Really going to be great. Party hey, like Faye, it's... we were touching base earlier about how to be able to, you know, slow cook. You have music. Everything's planned. But what about something impromptu? And of course, You know people in town. You could always just go pick up foods and have something amazing.
Yes.
But, I mean, you're our event expert. Let's face it. I'm looking at the Vero Beach magazine, and I'm seeing some beautiful weddings that have been done recently. Some here, some that were destination.
Yes,
and, of course, they have the whole newlywed section in Vero Beach magazine. In the July edition, it starts on page 126, and you just see some of the behind the scenes and some great, great shots. I mean, what is it that you would suggest with people that are thinking for the reception? Is that what it's called? The night before?
No, you mean the
rehearsal.
The rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
Or are
what
you thinking
do you do
proposal?
For, or proposal. They did a big thing on CBS Sunday morning about proposals.
Yeah.
Go into proposals. Let's do proposals, damn it. There's love in the air.
There is love always in the air. But the thing with proposals, well, let me preface this. They talked about... Everybody's going so big when it comes to doing proposals that some people feel cheated that their proposal isn't, you know, amazing on the big screen
what?
And et cetera. It's absolutely true. And what I have to tell anyone that's getting proposed to or planning to propose, the whole point is you're getting proposed to. This person believes enough and loves you enough to commit for the rest of their lives. That should be important enough and that should be special enough.
Don't need all the hoopla.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that the hoopla is not fun.
It can be pretty fun. Did
it's
you
amazing.
See those flash dance mobs?
Definitely. I mean, there's a lot you can do. And, you know, after break, we can go into more details. But I think the whole point and, you know, don't lose the most important part of the proposal, you know.
The saying,
and
yes.
And I do hoopla. That's how I make a living.
Right.
But
well, you can do that for the actual big day.
Exactly. And you can, you know,
you don't have to throw 20 grand on the proposal.
Exactly.
And because then, I'll tell you what, that lovely lady or man, for that matter, is going to want that day to be just as epic as the proposal, if not more so. So one must budget appropriately. If
yeah. And if you don't have a budget, that's great. But the point is, it's still a special moment.
For sure.
And, you know, it's not like it used to be. The guy doesn't have to be the initiative or the person that takes that step to propose. Ladies, you can propose to.
Ooh,
and we'll get
you
into
little
that.
Trendsetter,
yeah.
Faye.
You know,
oh,
it,
yeah.
It happens all the time. You're with somebody for a long period of time. I always say after 5 years, the lease is up. Either buy or trade in. And after those couples have been there for
this
7, 8 years.
This is going to be my new favorite thought.
Kitty's running with it.
You know, it may not be popular, but I, you know, and I do it for a living, and I kid about that. But the whole point is, you never know. So as a woman in a committed relationship, if you want that next step and your guy's not taking that next step and he's, you know,
do it.
And you've left all the hints available, then you know what? You do the proposal.
Pink, yeah. Pink proposed to her yep. man.
Let's find
exactly.
out the truth here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if it doesn't, you know, happen the way you want or if things, then you know. The point is,
exactly.
Cut life's your too short not to be happy. And I think we as human beings, we are social creatures and we're meant to mate and we're meant to have a mate. So that's key to, you know, in the overall. So don't be limited by what society outlines, because right now it's a great time. There is no boundaries for relationships, period.
So true. And then, of course, they say, yes, the big day gets rolling. And of course, we'll be contacting Faye to help with all of our event planning, right?
Oh my God.
From the rehearsal to the big day to the reception. We have more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. You're listening to the Vero Insiders.